Hey, you. It's been a while, hasn't it? Feels like the whole world's gone to shit since we last spoke. It probably seems like there's more reasons to question whether the good that humanity is capable of outweighs all of the cruelty we're capable of. It's certainly hard to see and feel all of the pain that's happening right now. Perhaps worse is to see not only the very real pain, but also to hear the invalidation of it. I'm not sure anything I can say can alleviate it. That weight on your shoulders and your chest, the searing anger and sadness seeping into and out of your bones. I guess all I want to say is, I see you. I see the you that wakes up every morning to the ocean jostling in your heart. The you that braves the front of normalcy at work or in front of friends. The you that feels lost and desperate for some semblance of stability. You're not any less strong or any less worthy of comfort because of any of those things. I accept you. All of you. Even the part of you that questions how you're going to make it to tomorrow, and even the piece of you that's lost all hope. We're undergoing unprecedented times, and so it's understandable that perhaps the trusty old coping mechanisms aren't going to do much for you right now. Just the fact that you're breathing right now and hearing this, maybe that's enough. I know. Enough is such a loaded term sometimes. But really, I want us to sit with that idea for a moment. When so much is happening all at once, maybe just taking another breath, waking up to another day, maybe that's enough to keep going just a little while longer. You and I, we take on the weight of the world so easily. But really, no one is built for that, are they? As much as we imagine ourselves to be like Atlas, holding up the sky, we're not meant to hold it all on our own. So I just want you to know that you're not alone, okay? I don't know what tomorrow looks like, but I see you. I see the you that keeps going, even when the world feels like it's on fire. Let's keep going. One day at a time. One breath at a time. So we can be part of the new day when it comes, regardless of what comes in our way in that new day. Let's face it together.